Hey guys, how are you? It's Minsu from Seoul, Korea. Today, I am here recording the podcast, the Gold Standard podcast. So I don't know if you guys have ever checked out my podcast. Anyone? Raise your hand.
Nobody.
So for those who don't know what podcast, the Gold Standard, and I'm talking about how we can be better person than yesterday. Basically, that's the theme. And well, I'm not perfect. I don't know you guys are. Maybe nobody's perfect, but we always want to be perfect. So we just work harder towards to it, and we just live happy life. So today I wanted to bring the podcast. Bring the Facebook. Represent the Facebook to podcast. I don't know which way, but I wanted to talk to you guys. But seems like nobody's really here. So I will answer your questions. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, I will have to just talk to myself, like rambling. I don't know how to ramble. Okay, so I just started. So I have a news for you guys. I do have a 10K next Saturday. So I've done 5K Spartan race. I've done 8K, and this time it's going to be 10K. And I'm not really looking forward to it because I have a like kind of lordosis. I don't know if you know lordosis.
Lower back problem.
Yes, it's a lower back problem. So it gives me like some pain when I'm running. So if you're going like short distance, it's fine. But when I go like longer, it's like really hurting me. So like, how can I fix that problem? Do you know? Because you've done marathon.
Stretch. Yoga. Yoga is amazing.
Okay. Yeah, so I tried to do that. So, but I am looking forward to finish the 10K, and I'm actually doing elite. There's elite version and what is it? Just regular. But I want to like see the record and things like that. So, Murphy, you know, says meeting time. Bye. Bye. I was like here, and he used to go. I don't know if I had a meeting yet, but anyway, so I will have, I don't know, I'm not ready for it, but this morning I ran about like 5K, actually, so it was pretty good. I'm going to do it probably 2-3 times next week before, maybe I shouldn't do too much, but...
That's okay.
Yeah.
Do 10K is okay.
Yeah.
If you want something longer.
Yeah, just like 5K to get used to my body and this, and... Actually, I also do swimming, so that will kind of help me.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to just run 10K.
No, you want to just,
yeah.
You want to be stretched and warmed up
for. So, JJ, what training will you do for the run? What training will you do for the run? So, like I said, if you are playing any kind of sports, specific sports or running, then of course, like weight training specifically not gonna really help your performance, you know. So meaning if you wanna do well on running, then your training should be something related to run. So because I'm gonna run 10K, so I normally doesn't do run much. I just do weightlifting or like high intensity interval training at the gym. But you want to be close to the environment as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I go outside. And then also my key point is if your competition is in the morning, then you don't want to run at night because your body is also wanting to get used to like the time, like morning, not rather like nighttime, because otherwise you're going to be so tired in the morning when you're running. So I ran in the morning about maybe 40 minutes. How long it usually takes like for 10K, do you know?
You should do it in an hour.
In an hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
How long did you do in 40 minutes?
Not much, just like 5K.
Have you timed how long is your kick?
But I haven't checked it. So JJ is asking, I would like to do it, but I don't want to lose muscle mass. Wouldn't it make sense, me skinny? Yeah, yes, it is true if you're running so long, then, but then you don't do that like every day.
That's
you know?
Only marathon runners.
Yeah, marathon is, yeah, but if you do like, just, you know.
It's the same thing with girls saying about...
Right, weightlifting and then being burpee.
I'm gonna be jacked.
Yeah, just because ran like 5K a couple days, it doesn't mean that you're going to lose lose muscle mass, so you don't have to worry about too much. Rafael Berrios say, Minsu, are you still doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? How is it going? Okay, good question. So what happened is I got my wrist injury. I don't know if you keep up with my episodes, but it was pretty bad. So the coach who did a sparring with me, he's a brown belt, and we were rolling, and then on my hands, his weight was on all my hands, and I heard something pop. I was like, oh my gosh. And now, you see the range of motion is it doesn't really go all the way. And I can't even do push-ups right now because it still hurts.
Just on your knuckles now?
Yeah, so I do knuckles.
Oh,
so I hated it. That's why if you're an athlete, the worst thing that you want to do is getting injured. You don't want to get injured because it'll gonna really, because now I don't want to, I want to, but then I can't do anything there because now I have to, I do it and then it gets hurting again. And so it's kind of, I don't know, it's been a little bit challenging. So I'd rather get better, but everybody's saying it's going to be last kind of forever. So I can still do it. But I don't know, for me, my risk is important, you know, I'm not just doing jiu-jitsu, you know, so I have not been going, I used to go, four times a week. Well, I was super, yes, go, 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 but now it's, two times a week, and, one time a week is, oh. But I've been doing swimming and, other things, but jiu-jitsu, definitely, I love it, and another story, I wanted to learn more professionally, so it's some people, they just do it for fun, but I wanted to learn it more from, I don't know how to explain, we talk about it, right? So it's another story, but maybe I will go to Brazil to learn. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I think there are people like that. They travel to learn from the best, you know? So maybe I'm going to do that. You know, Gracie, they're really popular, right?
Yeah.
So maybe if I go to the States, maybe, I don't know. I want to learn. I think he's really cool. He's a really good instructor. And
there's a few Gracie academies in America.
Yeah, a few, right? And their brothers, they look pretty
good. It's
like
a whole dynasty of people. It's a whole family. There's brothers that have one in the, I'm not sure, in LA. And then there's, I think, there's one in New York.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
It's a big family of them.
Yeah. Says Rafael says, if ever you are in Chicago, come train at my school. Oh yay! I got hooked up in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our school is home to Hannes Steck, a 10-time female world champion. Wow. I hope you get better. Oh yes, so there's something that I truly believe that who you are learning from is really important. When you, if especially you're a beginner, that you wanna learn right, you know, from the basic. I think the basic is the most important, fundamental.
Yes.
So if they are not really, so that's why it's important that you learn from somebody who really knows the sports. But what I feel more in my school, it's more fun. So they're just teaching you more skills, but I think that what's more important is not the skill, but it's really the basic part. So I wanted to, and especially I know that because I've been, just playing sports for so long, so I can tell, this is some, so anyway, I wanted to learn it from the best, and yes, thank you so much for hooking me up in Chicago, and let me see when I'm going to go, I don't know when I'm going to Chicago, but that'd be nice. Yeah.
We got your flight booked already. Yeah. You're off.
That'd be nice. Traveling, going to different jiu-jitsu school or sports. I wanted to do that.
Different types of fitnesses.
I wanted to, from the learning from the best, different types of sports, like jiu-jitsu and...
But you could also see what different types of, depending on the environment they're traveling
in.
So if it's
So that means I have to make a lot of money doing YouTube. So
100%. So subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe my channel. Minsu Go, and also the podcast. Check it out. Rafael says, Brazil won 0-2-1 school of jiu-jitsu is my school in Chicago. Okay, he's promoting. Yes, okay, high five. Are you teaching there or are you a student, Rafael? Brazil 0-2-1 school of jiu-jitsu. It's in Chicago. So for those who are watching or listening this podcast, if you are living in Chicago, you are interested in jiu-jitsu, and check out Brazil 0-2-1 school of jiu-jitsu. And I get free, like, right? Permanent, right? I'm moving to Chicago now. John Colucci, yay! How are your accounting skills? Okay, John is my friend from NBA. And John is super smart. Like, he went to UT, he's a super smart guy, and he's now working at Amazon. John, by the way, I'm writing an ebook, and I need your help. You need to tell your boss that you guys can promote my book for free. Okay, John, I'm just kidding, but I really need your help. I'm working, well, I'm almost ready for my launching my ebook, my first ebook, The Gold Standard, and we are going to launch in June. Oh, what happened? What? That's just funny. No!
Did it crash?
Yeah, so it's like, no way! What the? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there's a knife familiarity.
Hmm?
You know this person, stop it.
What happened? This is so stupid. That's what we're standing. Okay, I'm gonna see you. Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. He's actually my hero, or like not my
not
hero.
Anymore.
He's at 84. Can you imagine? How old are you?
85.
He's only 84, and he's a billionaire. Like. It makes me feel so bad, like, what I've done, like, you know? Anyway.
You're what, 78?
Right?
78?
78? What the hell? Fuck! Okay, so, I don't know what happened. This stupid Facebook Live, just, I don't know what happened.
Is it back
just
now?
Like,
it's back.
I had to go back all again, but I just don't know what happened. It didn't even say anything about, like, you know, YouTube says you have bad connection or... doesn't really close it like this. So, okay, John, come back. Where are you, John? So back to John's story. John Colucci, he's my friend, my classmate from MBA, and he's like super smart kid. So he became my best friend like this. Because I was like so sucking like accounting. He helped me so much. Like, I still don't know how I finished that like class.
Because of John.
Thank you, John. Like, seriously, thank you, John. And he's working in now Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I think Seattle. Isn't Seattle the Amazon hub?
I have zero idea.
Are you?
I can say yes.
Last time I talked to him, he was in Seattle, and he's pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe if you are or listening or watching this channel, and if you work at Amazon, hook me up. I need your help, okay? Promote my book, please. Okay, Rafael says, sorry, did not mean to promote. It was an invite for you to train. Oh, Rafael, I'm just kidding. So, do you work there, or do you own the gym, or are you a student? What are you doing there? And maybe he doesn't have any, like, authority to invite me, and I have to pay my money. Yeah. So, Rafael, do you own the gym, or are you the coach there? Or, I don't know, it's like so slow. It's like, I don't see anything. Okay, and John is gone. And John, anyway, so John drove, what's this car? It's popular sports car in the US. US brand, it's popular.
Yeah.
Super popular, you know what I'm talking about?
Is it Camaro?
No.
No.
It's like, no, start with C.
Chevrolet?
Yeah. No, not Chevrolet.
Car.
Is it car?
No, it's sorry. Yeah, I can never see. And it's a orange color. Sports car. American red.
You know they can be different colors. It's
yeah.
Orange color.
Okay, Rafael says, no, I am a student. Okay, so I have to pay my own money. Okay, Rafael says, no, I am a student, but my instructors... would definitely welcome you. Oh, okay, he will welcome me. Okay, thank you so much.
Great.
Yeah, still thank you. I will check out whenever I go to Chicago. And I really want to be good at, like, jiu-jitsu. Like, I'm pretty competitive, and I see those like black belts, like girls, like they're like killing it, you know.
Mm.
So.
It's a Cadillac.
Yeah, no, not Cadillac. It's not sports car. Start with C. Oh my gosh! Like, I don't know why I always like. I know the first words, and then I can think of it. But at least I know the first.
I'm so bad at cars. I know the word car.
It begins with C. Jaguar.
It's orange.
Okay, John, where are you? John, come back. Okay, Rafael says, no, no, pay for you. Oh, okay. Good.
You're making friends
yeah,
internationally.
I'm moving to Chicago.
No pay
for
you.
For the gym.
I hope he's ready to have a guest.
Yeah. You will be my international guest, okay. Well, if I live there, it's a different story. So. Okay, I don't know where John is, but not Chrysler.
So what is it on Amazon? You're doing a book?
So yes, so I am writing a book. It's going to be more really motivation stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I really talk about my personal experience, how I get to the level that, I don't say I'm the best, but I was totally like nobody. Like I was totally like plain. Like you can even see, I have all the like evidence. Like if you go to my Facebook, then you can go all the way back to like 2005, right? And the people say, "Is that you?" Like people think that it looks totally different person,
mm-hmm.
and they just simply describe it like, "Oh, it's plain." So I look like plain. But then after I work out and then become, you know, the champion and all that, and then. I don't wanna, it just changed all my life. So in the book, I talk about how I get to the level. So it was just a different story of my life. It just became, I think that it was just me, but I never knew that there was in me. So it was something, my lifetime journey. And I explain about my stories, but also not only my story, but other people, how they overcame their obstacles or barriers through the fitness.
Yeah.
And it's really like motivation, and I think you will like it. So it's gonna
good.
Be worth it. So I will have it on Amazon, but also promoting on Facebook. So definitely your family friends, if you have any female family friends, you can get the book for gift, but I think it's also good for you as well. Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, that all sounds good.
Okay, so JJ is, oh yes, JJ got it. JJ got the, okay, it's a Corvette, yes.
Good
man. Yes, JJ, good job, JJ, Corvette, yeah, that's Corvette.
Yeah.
That's what we
that,
said, right?
No,
we said car.
Yeah, that was
good,
Corvette.
Man, JJ.
Yeah. John, do you still have the orange Corvette? Because it was so much fun. I rode it. It was my probably first like sports car. It was so much fun. I was like, oh. But that's pretty classic. It's popular
right.
in the state, like for American, right?
Mm.
But and then I became a fan of Lamborghini. Yeah. Anyways,
only the best.
Lamborghini.
It's a Lamborghini or nothing.
But now I like Maserati. I think it's more because
that's for driving to the shops, buy your milk and bread. Just drives your Maserati.
Yeah, Maserati. Yeah, Corvette. Yeah, that was right. Oh, I'm so happy because I was right. You see, I was right. See, and I can just think of the rest. So. Yeah. I don't know why, but I was like this. So yeah, John is not here, but John, I loved your car, Corvette. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. I really had a lot of fun in NBA season because he was only my friends, I think. Because otherwise, I would just working out. And yeah, so I will have this 10K. I am not the best runner. I'm more like short distance. So I can tell if I've done like short, like 100 meter track, then I would have been good at it. But I was never going towards that direction when I was little. So, but maybe.
Mm.
But I'm learning. So I don't go to jiu-jitsu often, but I definitely want to do it, keep doing it. And right now I'm doing swimming. Like you just talk about triathlon.
Mm.
I wanted, like triathlon is one of the to-do list in my, you know, my
Yeah.
Bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't swim.
Well.
So I gotta learn how to swim first.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually I wanted to try the scuba diving this year. So I've done surfing. I did surf in Bali. And I'm gonna do the scuba dive. And later if I master swimming, I wanted to do a triathlon. Isn't triathlon swimming in the ocean?
It's swimming. Yeah, it depends on where it is. Whether it's lake or it's the ocean or it's
yeah,
whatever.
Definitely.
It's
yeah.
swimming, cycling.
How far?
I can't even remember. It's a lot further than I even wanted
yeah.
it to be.
So because of that, I couldn't even think about it. But I wanted to do triathlon after I mastered swimming. Swimming is so hard. My coach saying like, you know, relax, and I don't know, I just cannot relax in the water. Anybody has any tip how can I become more relaxed in the water? Because
swim drunk.
I try to like breathe, and the problem is here. So you gotta breathe, right? And when I'm trying to breathe, and because the water goes through my nose or mouth, and I drank, so I fail. Or if I bring my head too up high and then I sink, or then I get arched lower back, and so it's just been hard for me. I'm trying, but just been hard. Okay, Jerome says, any advice how to lose weight in a month? Okay, I'll get back to you, Jerome. JJ, do you have a good swimming coach? Good swimming coach. My swim coach, he's young. He's like 22. So he knows definitely a lot. He used to be the athlete. But I don't know, not necessarily he's good at like explaining. I mean, or maybe I just don't get it. Like sometimes the exercise or training, you have to do it physically, and then you kind of have to get the aha moment as well, you know? For example, like, I get panic in the water, I get afraid of being in the water, that the coach cannot really fix that problem. It's something that I have to overcome, right? So I try, and I understand what the coach is saying, like, relax, and just like relax, and rolling shoulders, and I get it, but I just can't do it. So it's something that I have to do physically. And back to Jerome's questions, any advice how to lose weight in a month? So if you have a month, if you train a month, full month, and then if you get on your diet, definitely you're gonna lose a lot of weight. What I'm saying is, but the full month, you want to follow your like strict schedule and strict meal plan and training super hard. Most of the time, many people, they cannot just keep it for a month even. They quit like after a week or two. So I challenge you, if you can, yes, you can definitely lose weight in a month. But if you want to lose so much weight, then you can train twice a day. In the morning cardio, but still kind of high intensity. Not too much high intensity, but what I'm saying is maybe I'm going to give you short, my sample plan. In the morning, 40 minutes, get on the mountain climb. What is it? The stair climber, right?
Yeah.
So I love that because it's not really hurting your knees. You're just like climbing, right? So stair climbers, I think. So get on that. That's really, really hard because you have your body weight. And I can tell you this, it's not easy at all. And then you're good for your heart, but it's also good for your losing weight. So do that. And then in the afternoon, you do weightlifting. Depends on where you are. You can use your body weight or just even adding some weights. But you want to do high intensity. So you know how those people spending 3 hours at the gym and just chilling, talking, just do some one rep. And no, none of this. So it's exercise is all about the intensity, not time dependency. So if you go all in high intensity for even an hour, and you're set. So if you can keep doing it for a month, and more importantly, like, you really have to eat super clean. What I ate was, I ate 5 times a day. Same. Every day was the same, you know? Like, lean meat, vegetables, and healthy fat with some good carbs. And measure it all the time. So it's really simple. Like, I can give you the exact answer, but the problem is most of people, they fail to do it because they can do it, you know? So my question is, so that's why I'm writing this book, because if you wanted to know how to lose weight, great program, you can Google it. But the thing is, you already had all the answers, but what you can do is because of your mind. So my book is all about how to control your mind, how to get motivated. Once you have that, and you will set, and you will get there, I promise you. So do you have, yeah. How is it good? I mean, any other questions? Yeah, I think John just left after this. Jerome says, thank you so much. Love you, Minsu. Okay, thank you. JJ, what's the heaviest you have been? Heaviest you have been? What do you mean?
Heaviest.
Oh, me. Heaviest, I would say, in kilometer, I was over kilogram, yeah. I was like 63 kilograms, something like that. So what is a pound? I don't know, you can Google it. But the thing is, I don't think, you know, the number is important. What's important, you can be still 45 kilograms and then you have like 80% of fat. You know, that's like called skinny fat. So it doesn't matter where you are. So I definitely had a lot of, or I don't even know, because back then I didn't really check, but I knew when I gained 20 pounds in 2 months in the States, you know, I start eating like crap, like spaghetti, burger, like french fries, all this crap. And then I gained so much weight, which is purely fat. So that's how I get started, like, working out. Brett asked me, what is chapter 3 about in your book? I can't remember. Chapter 3, what was it?
Exactly.
Okay, Germ says, high intensity meal plan and no quitting. I remember fighting. And also important is getting good rest. Oftentimes, I mean, because your muscle, and then you get fully healed when you are getting rest, especially when you're sleeping. So if you don't get a good night's sleep, all this hard work doesn't really go, it's not gonna pay off. So make sure based on my experience, if you follow those strict plans and schedule, then you get so tired and you sleep really well. How long will the book be? So how long? I have to see how long it's going to be. So it's not going to be too long. And I'm going to also add some pictures, not to get boring. And how long it should be? Like, do you want it to be like, I don't know. But I don't want to write like biography. It's not about my biography. So it's going to be pretty good length. He says 300 pages. I think, you know what? I think right now I'm about 300 pages. He says 300 pages, please. Okay, JJ, you gotta buy. You buy 30 books for me. Done. And then you can send out to your people. It's a good gift, right?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Your best friend, 30 best people, you can just give out as a gift. Deal. JJ, deal. Okay. Brad says, can you think of any good cardio for someone with an ankle injury? With ankle injury, it's going to be a little bit hard, because if you're running, you don't want to do any kind of high impact when you have a joint issue. So for you, I think swimming is perfect, because swimming is just good cardio and really less impact on your any joints. So I don't know if you're going to like swimming, but swimming is definitely good for you, and it all depends how bad your injury is. So like I said, I have my wrist injury, and I can't even do my push-ups, so I have to just use my knuckle, something like that. So for those, how long have we been? I don't know, like 20 minutes?
Around 25 minutes.
Oh, okay, I see. So, sorry, I'm eating cherry tomato. This is my tip. I always, so I think basically people, I mean, you don't want to be lazy. I mean, you definitely need to put effort if you want to get the body. And the food is, meal plan is a big part. So I can even show you, I always bring my meals, like 2 meals a day, because like I eat like every 3 to 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours. So when I'm out between meetings or after this, and I eat and eat. So if you don't bring your meals, that's okay, but at least you gotta bring your snack, like nuts is good, cherry tomatoes are good. I have a question, like, do you ever wanted to like staying fit, or I mean, oh, he told me you've been always fit, but just hard for you lately because you've been working so much.
I work doing multiple things, so it's schedule, that's the thing,
right?
That's hard for me.
Right. So in the book I also mentioned it because people get caught up with the time, like many people say I don't have time to do it. So that's like main reason, but then this is more than I talk about priority, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I can say it. You gotta make it, because even though you make thousands of bucks a day or two, whatever, if you lose your health, it means really nothing, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, but then people really don't realize it, this woman. But imagine that you get so sick and then it means really nothing to all the money that you make. So you really have to find the balance, and I think that it's very important that you keep your health and just, you know, you don't want to get sick and then try to work out after that, you know?
Yeah, it's
going to be so much work after that.
It's a vicious circle.
Mm-hmm. So in the book, I talk about this and then make you realize, oh, maybe I should start working out or start eating clean. So JJ is asking me, how do you have time for dating when you do so much? Okay, dating is an effort as well. Definitely everything, relationships and working out, everything, you need to put an effort. That's what I've realized. So because I've been athlete for over 7-8 years, so I rarely met men, like, because all I did was waking up or going to work or training for the competitions, and then one session's over and then I gotta get ready for the next one. So I just don't go out. So when you don't go out and you never meet people, and then when you never meet people, there's nothing happens, right? So I really, but then like I did not want to go out at night because I'm tired and, you know, all these things. But that's how I spend my 5 years, like nothing, like no dating at all. So I realized that, like, you really have to put an effort if you wanna be with somebody or even dating or get to know someone. So that's, you have to just make time for working out as well. You have to make time for yourself every day, or like 1 hour even.
Let's do it.
So yeah, and Brad says, would you recommend Bali for a vacation, looking to head to Asia in the fall? Oh, definitely, Brad. Bali was amazing, and I met people from like New York, Australia, so many people. It's more like lean back, like chilling. It's really lean back area. But in the fall, I've heard there's like raining season, so you just have to check the weather. I don't know how bad the rainy season is, and I don't know even when you are going. So, but Bali was amazing. Have you been to other Asia? I've heard like Vietnam's
beautiful.
I wanna go to Vietnam next time.
Vietnam's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very different type of country to travel in.
Oh.
I liked it. I traveled from the north all the way to the south.
Yeah.
The south there's lots of beaches and things there as well. Yeah.
And how is different than other Southeast Asia? So I've been to Bangkok or Thailand.
Yeah.
But I definitely like Bali so much more than Bangkok. But it's just different.
Just different taste, different people, like different
things.
But
then I didn't like the city was so crowded and it was dirty.
Bangkok?
Yeah, it was dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty, but it's great. It's crazy.
yeah, if you like crazy, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
But me, for me, I was more looking for like relax and, you know, healing. So
yeah.
Bali was great, but I don't know about the Hawaii, I mean,
Vietnam,
Hanoi, you know, so I want to go to Vietnam just because I know I love the food there.
There's an amazing place in Vietnam called Hoi An.
Hoi An.
It's in the middle. It's just a beautiful little town, and there's a beach near it that was very nice. There was very few when I was there many years ago. There was no other Westerners there. It was all just Vietnamese people looking at us strange for what are you guys doing here?
So I think if you're coming to Asia, I don't think you just want to go. I don't know how much time you have, but people, they go like here because they're so kind of close, you know, so they go to like Malaysia and then next to, I don't know. So I wanted to go Malaysia and also Vietnam, but Vietnam will be my next stop, definitely. I've never been to China yet, which is interesting because China is like right there. But yeah, maybe next time when I have a chance. But Bali was amazing. Yay! Well, Ireland, I've heard, I don't know, where are you from, Brad? Ireland, I heard, it's nice as well. So is it north, right? Is it north?
North?
North. Right.
In
north.
Where? Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's separate. Like, is that what you're talking about? Wait.
The location, is it more north? Is it north?
It's north of Europe.
Northern, I didn't know where you're talking about. It's Northern Europe, It's Northern Europe, yeah.
What's next? You?
After us, much more Iceland. Like Iceland.
Oh,
and
Iceland?
Then, yeah.
Is it cold there?
I'd say it's not warm. I don't know, I've never been to Iceland, but it's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Population
small.
Have
you never been there?
No, it's a bit of a distance, but it's supposed to be beautiful. Snowy. So I can imagine it's freezing.
I see. Brad is from Canada, I see.
Oh, he's a hero. He's obviously dealing with all sorts of crazy cold weather in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it depends on where you are in Canada as well.
Of course,
right? Not Quebec. Where is it? Start with M?
Montreal.
Yeah. Montreal is getting cold in Toronto. Oh, Toronto get cold as well.
Yeah.
So.
Iceland actually is very similar to Ireland's temperature.
Oh, yeah.
They just called it Iceland to stop people coming here years ago.
Stop coming.
It's too icy, go away. Go to Greenland. It's Greenland is really icy.
Greenland, my aunt, she used to live in Greenland.
Yeah, with seven other people.
That used to be like, they live in this, what is it called?
Igloo?
Yeah. Are they?
The ice?
Yeah,
Igloo.
Don't they live there?
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah.
I think some people, yeah.
Yeah. What do you usually eat every day? What do I usually eat? I can actually show you very simple. This is simple. Like, this is literally my meals day. So you can see this. For those of you who can see me, then I'll explain to you. I have a chicken breast and a lot of vegetables. A lot. All different kinds. Like, lettuce, I do have a tomatoes, broccoli, peppers. Is it peppers?
Yeah, peppers.
Yeah. Anyway, so many different kinds. And that's my proteins and, like, you know, my vegetable is carb. But the main source of my carb is sweet potatoes. And I also have nuts for fat. So nuts, almonds, I love almonds, and I do have walnuts here. So this is, so I only eat this. So like this for two or three times a day. And then I also eat eggs in the morning. So same thing with vegetables, but I do eat like egg omelets. Very good, very good. Yummy. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. You don't like it. Almost good, yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for those who joined me today, and I appreciate it. And actually, I'm gonna do more of these live sessions now. So not necessarily we talk about just fitness Q&A, but anything you have, then I just want to talk to you guys. So if you haven't checked out, please subscribe and check out my podcast. It's The Gold Standard. How can they find me? Just do... search for The Gold Standard.
Yeah, iTunes.
iTunes
Google
and
Play,
Google
Podomatic.
Podomatic. Yeah, you can check.
It's just like any Android app.
Any Android app, you can find it, The Gold Standard, and subscribe and listen to there are a few more more episodes that you can check out. And anything else? Well, thank you. I'm going to now record another session. So join me next time, and thank you guys. And also for those who want to connect with me, my Facebook Live, you can go check out Official Minsu, but you just go to my website betteryoubuyminsugo.com and you can get all the information there, like my Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. And I will see you in the next episode. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.